Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lowiza County Fair Board President Tony Humiston about next week's Lowiza County Fair. So to start off with, what are you looking forward to from the Lowiza County Fair?
Hopefully this year, you know, with the good weather, pleasant temperatures, you know, hopefully we got a good crowd to come out. We're kind of hoping to get through the year this year, and then we're looking forward to next year, starting to plan some stuff already, because next year we got our 125th anniversary.
What do you think will draw people to the Lowiza County Fair this year?
We have different events going on. We have Family Night and Queen Contest on Monday night, and Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. Of course, all of our livestock shows are throughout the week. We have car races on Thursday night. Having a chainsaw carver guy come in. We had a Thane Ring come down and drive a brand new Ford vehicle and just sign your name and get to go for a drive as long as you're 16 or 18 years of age. I'm not sure what the year is on it, and insurance and stuff, and get to go for a drive in a new vehicle and have a little fun.
What do you think separates the Lowiza County Fair from other county fairs?
Well, one of our biggest things is there's no admission to get into our fair. It's free admission, free parking, and you can go around and look at everything, all the buildings, all the exhibits, all the animals, everything, and doesn't cost nothing whatsoever.
Why do you think it's important to keep these county fairs going?
It's important for the kids. You know, they get to do projects. They get to work with their animals, you know, throughout the year. It's important for 4-H. It's important for FFA to help, you know, all kids learn and for family to come out and support them.
Okay, so what's your favorite exhibition to see at the fair?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really get to take in a lot of the stuff. I'm usually here, there, and everywhere, and setting tables and chairs up and helping line stuff up and parking cars and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I like to go get to see whatever I can get to see. I usually help out with the swine show on Friday morning, so I can usually get to see most of that show anyway, and I try to make it down to either livestock shows and some of the judging and stuff like that. All events. I'm really like them all. I guess there's nothing I don't try not to make. I try to make it around as many things as I can anyway.
Are you at all concerned about the weather with the rising temperatures that are supposed to happen this week that might continue into next week?
Yeah, that could be a little concern with temperature wise on heat and a little bit of the crowd and stuff. But we are having. Which this year we're doing some new things with having some different facilities coming in. There's Muscatine Trinity Hospital Public Health is coming down one or two days and going to do some checks and check people over. And then we got Mercy Hospital in Iowa City going to come down one day. And we got the blood drive coming in on Friday to do draw blood. And our local ambulance service will be down off and on different days and also doing the same thing. So we're hoping that everything turns out good. Sounds like possibly the weather may cool off next week is what I've been looking at a little bit, so I'm really hoping for it.
What sort of turnout are you expecting for the fair?
I don't know. I guess as far as numbers-wise, I'm not sure what to expect or how big. It seems like the last couple of years it's kind of gotten bigger and bigger and more draw, and we're trying to get into something more entertainment-wise. So we're hoping here the next couple of years we can do something, you know, maybe possibly next year we're looking at getting some sort of bigger entertainment possibly. We don't really have no big entertainments. We don't have all that kind of stuff, but we just do a lot of local stuff, a lot of stuff for the kids.
Okay. Anything else about the fair that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, like I said before, it's free to get in, free admission. You know, there's something to do for everybody all week long. We also have bingo going on Wednesday afternoon. I guess I don't have a program here with me right now to think of all the stuff, but I mean, there's something going on. There's kind of like a kid's day is like on Tuesday. There's different things going on. We'll have a carnival that starts up at 5 o'clock every day, Sunday through Friday. It can run until about 10 or 10:30 every night. So have rides and everything. And hoping to have just good weather and good turnout.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tony Humiston. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Serwinski with KCII News.